Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, school starts this week for many kids across the country, and school means a lot of things. Fun for many, but a nightmare for others. Bad PE classes can not only be a drag, but as a recent study shows, they are also linked to teenagers being less physically active as adults. So there's actually a lot riding on physical education in schools. Alan Yu of WHYY's The Pulse reports that some teachers are trying to make gym a lot better.
When Aisha Sultan was in school, she hated gym class, and she particularly disliked running outside.
Because it was such a forced activity, and sometimes we had to do it as punishment. If somebody had done something wrong or the teacher was just like in a bad mood, we would be out there running laps.
Outside, in the heat, in Texas.
I was not particularly coordinated, so I was never good at any sports, and it led me to believe that I was not athletic and terrible at physical activity in general.
She's now a columnist at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. In 2014, almost 20 years after her last gym class, she did what she hated in school. She ran outside.
I was able to run half marathons and I ran a marathon. But you would never have known that if you had seen me and my misery in gym class.
Sultan stayed physically active despite her negative experience of gym class, but the research shows not everyone does that. A study published in the Translational Journal of the American College of Sports Medicine surveyed more than 1,000 people across the U.S., and researchers found that bad memories of gym class, especially memories of not being chosen first for teams, could be linked to being less physically active as adults. In other words, the effects of gym class stay with you.
Behind the white line. With everybody.
I'm standing safely to the side of a dodgeball game at Constitution High School in Philadelphia. The students hurl balls at each other hard and fast. They jump, sidestep, and bounce on their feet the whole time to avoid getting hit. The players are very into this.
Most people say it's not their favorite subject, but it's definitely mine. Definitely enjoy it.
Tymir Felton is a senior. He's tall, fast, and if you're playing dodgeball, you want him on your team.
I'm kind of like an exercise freak, like staying fit, you know, staying in shape, but gym is how I do that when I don't get a chance to work out.
He plays football, basketball, volleyball, runs track and cross country. And that's the issue many critics of physical education class point to. Class is great if you're already fit, but not everyone starts out that way. And if a PE class just reinforces existing differences, the athletic kids get better and everyone else is embarrassed or miserable. Robert Moore, the PE teacher at Constitution High School, knows this. So sometimes he lets the students choose what they want, as long as they fulfill the goal of the class.
Sometimes we're doing our cardio day, we do steps. We do the steps up from the basement to the sixth floor, up and down for 15 minutes. Some kids could be walking, doing stairs, doing cardio, jumping rope. As long as you're doing something active, you get an A for the day.
And he's open to taking a back seat and letting a student lead the class.
I have a girl in one of my classes, she's really into yoga, so we like co-instruct classes sometimes. I've taken yoga a few times, I'm not terrible at it, but she has all the stretches and all the poses, and I let her kind of dictate, and then I just follow along as the teacher, like telling kids, you know, making sure the kids are doing it.
For more, that's the point of gym class.
Trying to get them more active is the idea, and trying to get kids who do lead an active lifestyle to find things that they continue to do and have fun doing into college and beyond.
PE teachers nationwide are trying to pull off this reinvention of gym class. Michelle Carter is the senior program manager at Shape America, a professional group for health and PE teachers. She says the trope of a drill sergeant type PE teacher comes up often in TV shows and movies, and that's an example of what not to do.
That's old school PE that we are really trying really hard to change.
There are no federally mandated standards for PE class, but Carter says most states adopt the standards from her organization or use something that's very similar. She says her group wants PE teachers to design classes so students can learn at their level. maybe the star basketball players can play basketball, while the kids who need to learn simply how to pass and catch a ball can also do that. Also, Carter says students should not have to stress about getting picked for teams and where they stand in the social hierarchy.
Find someone who is wearing the same color shirt as you, or find someone whose birthday is in the same month. Find someone whose name starts with the same letter. So it's not friends trying to get with friends or people feeling left out, but it's something that's more random and allows for different people to work together.
She says the whole point is for students to learn skills, running, jumping, throwing, catching, so they can find a physical activity that they like and will do to stay active as adults. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.